Mark, the new school year is upon us, and what's been done in Niagara Falls schools to make things secure?
Well, we're always looking to scaffold up our safety and security. It's a reality of today. So I think a couple of things have been added since last year. One, we have secured vestibules at all of our schools, meaning that parents or guests or visitors would have to be buzzed in twice and screened before they can come in. Secondly, we have nuisance alarms, what I call nuisance alarms, at all of our exterior doors, meaning that if a door was propped open, put something in there to have it stay open because someone's running to their car, in 15 seconds, a loud nuisance alarm would ring, telling you that a door has been kept open inappropriately. Thirdly, we are fully into our Zero Eyes technology. Zero Eyes is an artificial intelligence application on all of our exterior cameras that if anyone were to brandish a weapon 1/8 of an inch, it would be picked up and law enforcement is immediately notified. And that's on top of the new window film that is lining every one of our first floor windows anywhere inside and outside of our buildings. So those are just steps up from where we were about a year ago. And I don't think you could ever stop looking at the most latest technology or adding to your technology to fight this, this element that we've got to keep schools our safest place.
And Mark, you noticed over the weekend that the system picked up a couple of kids playing with a form of a squirt gun.
Yeah, so I wasn't very familiar with some type of a gun called an Orbi gun. And they were using these Orbi guns on our football field. And our technology picked it up, immediately dispatched law enforcement. Thankfully, these were kids playing. Nonetheless, the sensitivity of the artificial intelligence camera picked it up, notified everyone in the district. We were able to have a conversation with those students about the use of Orbi guns on our school property on a weekend, which is not acceptable, and send a message that no matter what day, time, or where it is, we are not going to accept that kind of activity.
Now, what possible weak points could there be in the detection system? I think before we went on here, you mentioned that something could be in a backpack and not detect it if it's not seen at all.
So in terms of a weapon, that has to be displayed 1/8 of an inch. However, when you get to the door, our weapons detection will pick that up in a backpack. So our point is, let's stop somebody from even coming to the weapons detection pass-through. Let's let people know that you will be stopped immediately in the parking lot if it is not displayed and it's hidden or secured in a book bag or under a jacket. That will immediately be picked up in your first pass-through of our weapons detection system. So we believe that our weak points are very, very, very rare and that we've done everything to, sustain safety.
And what concerns have you had from parents about all these new detection systems, how effective they are, or privacy issues?
I really have to compliment our parents and our school board. I think we've done a good job communicating it. Our parents are applauding this. We have not received any negative feedback. We haven't received any challenges to this. They're applauding this and they're expecting this. We believe in being right up front about it, talking about all of these measures, and I really am very appreciative and proud of our city and our parents for welcoming these type of safety measures. And I really have to compliment our board in allocating the funds to make this happen, because some of this is not cheap, but it's been a priority.
And the students themselves, how are they reacting to all these policies?
The students appreciate it. Listen, look it. For the most part, 99.9% of our students want to come to school, do the right thing, feel safe, go home, and do what they have to do. We don't have any issues with our students, nor do we hide any of this from our students. We have a belief system that we should tell everybody what we're doing, show students how things work, expose them to them. We want to get them into school with a sense of calm, no cell phone, and ready to work. And I think being up front and out in front of it is the best way to go.